Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
A Prayer for a God-Loving Friend, written by Tiffany Thibault and read by Kelly Givens. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Psalm 34, verse 3. I consider it a great blessing to have grown up in a Christian home. My parents were intent on making God and the Bible an intricate part of our lives. My parents were real about their faith and their need for God. Life was hard at times, but I always knew that together, as a family, we would get through anything because their dependence on God was real. I also consider it a great blessing to have grown up attending church. I have memories of our family being the last to leave as my mom was praying for someone in the hallway at church. I remember seeing people go forward to the altar to have the pastors pray over them. I remember hearing the words, "I will pray for you," and I took in that spiritual strength, knowing that at some point in their own busy day, they would pray for my situation. Through the years, as I have taken responsibility for my own faith walk, I have seen the great necessity to surround myself with the friendships of other women who will point me to Jesus. This is so important to me because life is hard. Struggles drain my emotions and my energy. I always make sure that I am attending a church and reading the Bible. Those are two things I cannot live without. However, the biggest blessing of my life is having a few ladies whom I trust, who I can ask to pray for me. They will drop everything and pray right then and there. These friends have been so essential to me for several reasons. They always talk about trusting the Lord for their hard things. They always bring up a verse from the Bible in conversation. They never talk smack about anyone, not their husbands, their kids, parents, or other people. They freely give to others who are hurting. And they are quick to ask, "Can we pray about this right now?" The more I spend time with these ladies, the more I want to be like them in this way. This Bible verse talks about worshiping God together with others. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Christians were never meant to do this life alone. Our lives should be lived as a reflection of who we believe, showing our trust in our God. Our lives should be spent with others who love God as much as we do. Our lives should be spent with other believers worshiping him together. Do you have a friend who prays with you? Do you have friends who point you to Jesus when you are struggling? Are you a friend who prays for others right then and there? Are you a friend who encourages others to live more for Jesus? Let's pray that the Lord blesses us with such kinds of friends. And let's pray that we can be that kind of friend to others. Dear Lord, you are holy. You are good. I praise you for who you are. I praise you for how you move in my life, in both the good times and the hard times. I pray, Lord, that you bring into my life someone who will walk with me through this life, someone who will encourage me through scripture and prayer. I pray for someone who will keep pointing me to Jesus in all of life's ups and downs. Lord, I also pray you work in my heart and my thoughts, and that I would become that person for someone else. Help me to overcome my fears and insecurities so that I can magnify you in the world and encourage others in their own personal walk with you. Work through me today, Lord, to point others to you through my words and my actions. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.